This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
And welcome back to Bowes & Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and we are here for another week. I hope you all are having the best week. I'm so happy to be talking to you, and I'm joined with my company for this week, my mother, Anne. It's great to see you again.
Thank you for having me back.
We are so funny. We're sitting. I just want to give you a visual of our recording situation. Before recording this, we're like, okay, we were super cozy. We were sitting in these big chairs, in our big chairs in our family room with blankets. And I was like, let's just record in these chairs. Let's make it super cozy. So I just grabbed the microphones, and now we are cuddled on these big chairs with our blankets, and we're going to talk to you guys. And
well, I'm going to interrupt you. What was even funnier is we were really talking up a storm, and we were talking about your work, and you were getting stuff done, and we were actually kind of funny. We were laughing, and then you said, oh my gosh, it's too bad we aren't podcasting. I ran and fetched the microphones.
So just grabbed the microphone.
And we have come so far since the first one. We were in a studio and you were all nervous. And now we are under blankets, which sounds really strange, but I overdid it and our house was freezing.
Yeah. No, I'm so cozy. I'm in a set right now and I just had a cup of tea.
You look adorable.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. And I'm just sitting in our chair in our family room. And I feel like this is like the most... I'm going to be annoying for a second to be like the most authentic, real conversation because, you know, we're just hanging out at our house.
We also had a Vitality Bowl.
Yeah, we had an acai bowl for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of made us really
freezing.
Yes.
No, it was freezing. So then we opened some windows and this is delightful.
So if I could record a podcast all day long if I'm just...
Yes.
You know, the morning toast is always super comfortable. You don't... Sometimes we show you clips. But they're usually just hanging out in blankets on their chairs.
I get it now.
Yeah. No, it's really fun.
I've seen pictures of people doing this, and it makes so much more sense.
Okay, so we're going to start off with our pits and peaks of the week, because, you know, what would be a Bowes & Company episode if we didn't?
I
think that we have both the same peaks, and I don't actually think we really have a pit.
I have a pit. Well, I'm going to just say, and we can maybe go back and talk about it. Our peak for both of us was our little getaway trip that we had with Dad and Claire.
Yes, to the Hamptons.
Oh my gosh, that was such a peak. The pit for me was that Elizabeth was not with us.
Oh, of course.
And so I felt terrible because, I mean, she's at school and she was having a great time.
So we had to take a moment because I think that our sound was kind of spiking. So hopefully we're at a better, you know, when we're in a more of a comfortable position, we were not paying as much attention to the sound, but I think it's good now.
I think this is better. I might have been screaming.
No, I think you're fine now. It looks great now, the sound spike. So continue, Anne.
Okay, great. So my pit was for sure Elizabeth not being with us. And I have to say, other than a couple of trips where I took just you and Claire, this was the first trip that she was not with us, and I think it was devastating to her.
Yeah.
And even though we talked to her every day, I mean, we were only gone 4 days. It's not like we were gone very long. But I think it was a pit because I felt bad that she...
Well, I think it was also the timing of everything, because that first week back at school is such a transition period, and I think you're just kind of plopped down and expected to just start, hit the ground running.
Like, see you later, we're going
and then
away.
It's a little difficult when we were in the Hamptons, and she was like, wait, what's going on? So it was just...
So I said to her, does it make you feel better that I'm in my pajamas, I'm on the couch, I've got a cup of tea, and we're about to watch Housewives? And she was... She was so happy that we were like back at home in a routine.
I understand that. I think it's definitely hard. And as the youngest child, I think we've talked about this last week. I don't know if she's ever really been, I think once, like my sophomore year of college, she did not come on a spring break trip with you, myself, and Claire. But the difference was like she was in high school, and so she had to be in school, and then she knew she was going on her own spring break trip.
Yes, and there was one time Yes, that was around then. And I think you were still in high school. Claire was in college and we took her. And I believe that she ended up staying home sick with Dad.
She did. It was always something.
She convinced Dad that she,
of course you're sick,
did not feel well. And I think it was because she really did not feel well because she was not with us.
She physically felt unwell because she was not with us.
And I think that similar things were happening this week because every time I talked to her, she was like, I don't know. And she was complaining and she was miserable.
Some of the things she was like, I'm landlocked. I can only eat bagels. And I literally like yelled at her through the text and I was like, get a hold of yourself.
Yes. Because we are going shopping right now in East Hampton. And I literally
at one point was like, I'm at a horse show in the Hamptons right now. I cannot talk to you.
No, she's much better. But that was my pit. I had a pit in my stomach for her because I felt bad because I also knew she would have loved everything. And so I did say to her at one point, well, because you haven't gone, now I have a reason to go back again and go with her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think we touched upon this maybe a few episodes ago. I'm losing track of what we've shared and not shared. But the reason in which we even went to the Hamptons in the first place and why Elizabeth was not, it's not like we actively planned a trip.
No.
Without her.
Right.
But you and Dad had a wedding in New Jersey. And since you were already going to be over kind of on the East Coast and it was the end of summer, we used it as kind of a vehicle and an opportunity to get to the Hamptons.
Yes.
So we flew to New Jersey. We stayed overnight. You guys went to the wedding. And Anne, you just looked ravishing.
Emily,
let's just take a minute to talk about your outfit because we never see you in a full-length dress.
No.
Really in my life. No. Well, like maybe.
You have.
Okay. We keep getting cut off because this one little cord keeps just escaping from the microphone. There's always something. It really wouldn't be an episode of Bose and Company unless something technologically was going wrong.
Right.
But I think we're fine now. So what we were saying is you got your full-length navy dress at the same dress shop, which we purchased all of the items for the wedding. It's our new home away from home. Really, I love it.
And
any opportunity to go there. So, it was a full-length navy dress. And then it kind of had like a little, what was that material?
It was just a navy sheer, I'm going to call it like a shawl kind of across the front and then big ties that went down the back. That's a terrible description. And then it tied in a bow in the back.
Yeah, it was very dramatic in the back.
And it kind of trailed down, but very simple. It was a sheath.
Yeah, super simple.
And it had a slit up the back, really comfortable.
They put the slit in the back so you could walk better.
I already had a slit in the back, but it wasn't big enough. And I had to take little
Cindy
teeny
was like,
tiny.
She can't move. Look at her. She
Cindy's
can't move.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You have to be able to move more. So I love her. So the alterations person slit it a little bit more, but we didn't want to do it too much because.
No. Very tasteful slit.
And I'm also going to say I loved my shoes.
Talk about your shoes.
Okay. Not a big deal, but I ordered like 3 pair. Because I needed to take them back a month or two ago for alterations. And they were just a navy blue black heel Bagley Mischka, I think, from Nordstrom. Very nicely priced. Kind of a satin navy with a little sparkle in the front. And a shoe tip that I always have. If you're going to be on your feet for a really long time, I like having an open toe.
Yeah.
I mean, probably everyone feels this way too. But then your toes are not slamming against the front of
absolutely
a shoe.
We're not here for a slamming toe, for goodness sake.
No, absolutely not. And fun fact, I had a perfectly matching handbag that was navy that I saved from Claire's prom because she had a navy and white dress. You wore it.
I did, because I had a navy dress.
And I'm not one to keep things. I get rid of stuff.
You're right.
Quick turnover in our house.
Absolutely.
Yes. But I held on to this thing because I like when the handbag kind of matches your gown.
And the shoes. I would say that the handbag and the shoes look like they match perfectly.
They kind of did.
It was. I actually liked how you just did a full navy monochrome look.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You know? Thanks. Because I sometimes think like, because I think when everything is the same color, it's not matchy-matchy, it's monochrome. Mm. And I prefer that. I think when it's just the shoes and the bag and not the dress, okay, then we're getting a little too matchy-matchy.
So mine was a monochromatic moment.
Yeah, it was a total monochromatic moment. I really, this is just a me opinion, this is just personal opinion. I like when everything is really cohesive, and I felt like it was for you. Do you know the brand of your dress?
I don't.
It's just no response. Okay.
I'm just thinking. I think it was like Terry John's.
Yeah. Like something classic like that.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I think okay. It was. It's like that something Freeman for Terry Johns. And that always, that's that brand always looks, it works for
me. Yeah, because you just
for
put
a lot
it
of people.
And
it's
it
a good
worked.
One.
And then Dad looked.
Oh, and I had a big earring.
Oh, right.
Still not done talking about
my
dress.
We're not done talking about the look. You had a large earring. Yes.
I did. I wore a really big earring, which
that
I
was
like
pretty.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always say that to you because especially with your short hair and your bone structure, like really just a big statement earring is lends itself
and
to
it
you.
And it didn't hang down. It was like just a big.
Yeah. No, it was perfect.
Sparkle.
And what was
ear.
Great about this look is that, you know, it was black tie, so it was a long dress, and it was a beautiful, rich color, and it was a summer color, I would say. I mean, you can wear navy all year round, but especially just end of summer, I thought it was great. But it wasn't over the top.
No.
Sometimes I feel like with black tie weddings, you know,
there was some over the top.
Oh, I'm sure. I wasn't even there, and I just know that. I'm sure there was. But people walk in and are acting as if they have just, you know.
Oh, I think everyone feels this way. You're not quite sure. Like, okay, you guys said black tie, but right. Am I going to be the only one in the long dress and everyone isn't?
Yes.
Not that it mattered, but I felt very comfortable and appropriate. Like, it was the perfect fit.
Yeah. Especially if, like, you know, you don't have, like, a position in the wedding, so you're not, you know, in the wedding or a family member. Mm-hmm. That can also be a little bit more of a difficult position. And I just think that your look perfectly nailed. Like,
thanks.
I know my place where I am in the wedding. I'm just a guest. It's appropriate. It's black tie.
And there were a lot of, you know, the bride and groom obviously are younger. Not obviously. They were younger.
Uh-huh.
And so there were a lot of younger folks.
Right.
And my dress, I was really happy with it.
I thought all in all, mm-hmm. it seemed to be easy to pack.
Really easy.
Yeah. So all of this was just really great.
And it was a beautiful night.
Yes.
Really, the flowers were blue hydrangeas and whites. So I kind of fit in.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I fit
like
in.
Like, I kind of just, like, always match the flowers. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just me and the flowers. Like, you're just constantly matching.
Yeah, I'm like, nailed it.
Nailed it.
Blue
you just,
hydrangeas.
Like, nod your head at the hydrangeas.
Yes.
Like, oh, hello, old friend. You
yes.
follow me wherever I go.
Right.
So we dropped Dad and you off, and then Claire and I found this little inn that was probably, like, 10 minutes away from where you guys were, 15 minutes away, and it had a nice restaurant. So Claire and I went and ate dinner there, and we literally had a 5-hour dinner because that might have been an exaggeration. It was really, really long because we were waiting. You know, we didn't know how long you were going to be there. Ended up going back to the hotel for a little bit and then went and picked you guys up.
You were great Uber drivers.
Yes, we tried to do our best. That was a really easy thing that we were able to convenience-wise.
Well, and it was nicer than getting, you know, in this case where we were staying than. There was transportation for the wedding party, but this was great. You just, when we were ready, you came and got
us. And then the next morning, we got up pretty early and grabbed our coffee and then hit the road and we drove to the Hamptons from where we were in New Jersey. And it was probably 3.5 hours, I would say.
Yes.
We fell asleep in the car, so it went by a little bit faster, but we drove through NYC traffic. Waved to the city as we passed
we
it.
We did.
And then we made it to the Hamptons and we started. Now we're going to really unpack the Hamptons.
Yes.
And we're going to, I feel so annoying saying this, our raw, real feelings about the Hamptons. You know, I feel like on podcasts, they're always like, we're going to dive deeper.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little delirious.
I think you are.
Okay, so we started in Southampton. So as the
wait,
host,
I'm sorry, people
wait,
do say dive deeper.
That's,
like we're doing something really
about.
Scientific or something.
No, but that's I was kind of making fun of it because
I know.
Like on podcasts they're always like, this is raw, this is real, we're gonna dive deeper.
We're giving you our schedule, is what we did.
Literally, this is an itinerary that nobody asked for. Okay.
I did have fun as we were driving from New Jersey to the Hamptons on Sunday morning, pretending that I was a New Yorker, saying, it's just so great to get out of the city.
It's just really nice to get out of
yes.
the city.
So we did do a little role playing like that. I got to tell you, though, I don't know how, and there are people listening here that go all the time. It's impressive that to drive out of the city.
Yeah.
Because I believe from what everyone says, the first thing when I said we were going to the Hamptons is everyone would be like, the traffic.
Yeah.
So
it was just the traffic.
That's why we went on a Sunday morning. Like,
and it was still bumper to bumper.
A lot of cars.
Lots of cars.
Mm-hmm.
No, so many cars. And I don't know. The other thing, like, and I'm probably going to get some backlash for this, but we're just coming
uh-oh.
From, it's not, it's nothing crazy. I don't ever say anything that
never.
Crazy. When I say backlash, it's like, you know, low key. But like, you're still driving a far amount to get to where you need to be. Like, the Hamptons is not right outside of New York, you know? No. It is still a haul mixed with the intense, I'm going to say crazy drivers that were on the road.
Mm.
So to me, it's just very fascinating how much work goes into relaxing for these for people who live in New York City it's and true. Go to the Hamptons. Like, we are driving to our lake house, and it's very close. And I am never bumper to bumper. I've never stuck on a bridge.
No.
Over water.
A tunnel.
A tunnel. Unsure when I'm going to get out. Like, no. That just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I think it definitely makes you appreciate, like...
I think for most of the trip... We discussed the traffic and the cars and the people.
It was
I
fascinating.
I think that's all we were talking about. Like, yeah. We were aliens put down.
But I guess, again, I don't live in New York City, as we all know. And we've been to New York City a bunch. It's obviously different when you're a visitor. But if you are a real New Yorker, you must just be in so much need for space that a 3.5-hour, extremely chaotic drive.
Right. You know what, though? If you live in New York City, we, by the way, have zero idea.
We have no idea,
but I am guessing that if you live in New York City, the adventure of driving is relaxing as well to get out of the city because we drive everywhere we're going. We drive to Target. Most of them don't have cars.
But what if you,
maybe they take trains,
but what if they don't have, we did see a train in Bridgehampton. Like, okay, so I'm assuming most people don't have cars. So now you're going out to the Hamptons. So you are coordinating a car to come pick you up.
Or renting a car. But I'm guessing, again, we have no idea. We're just
no idea
talking here. That in itself is a novelty because I felt like our family hadn't really gone on a little driving trip in a while.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a novelty.
Yeah.
So maybe if you are, you know, living in New York City, this is an event. Part of the trip is the journey.
Yes.
And even if that journey is bumper to bumper.
Even it's if still bumper to bumper with car horns
right.
and tunnels and
Dad did a great bridges. Job. He's a good driver. He was good at it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know.
I'm more just impressed by people that they do this.
Same.
I don't have that in me. I don't have the stamina to do that. To just.
And some people, I think, take helicopters over.
Oh, well, right. Totally of course. There's that. A whole different.
Like,
I would,
a whole different.
Oh, world. if I'm on a helicopter, that's a different story.
I mean, I would go to.
Anywhere.
I would go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
I would
That'd
land
be amazing.
Right outside of Whole Foods and just grab my order.
Pick up for Aunt?
Yeah. So, okay. We drive
I'm up here.
Yeah. We're really crazy today. So. Mm-hmm. We show up and we started in Southampton because that was like the first, it was closest to.
Yes, West Hampton, I think we bypassed that
by
accident.
Yeah, we didn't stop in West Hampton. No.
We went right to Southampton. We got out of the car and that's where I'd planned to have lunch. And boy, did we have a great place to have lunch.
And I'm so happy that we started with Southampton because, again, if we had just driven straight to East Hampton, I think I would be like, what's going on?
Well, where we stayed. Also, I think we should apologize to anyone who goes to the Hamptons all the time.
Yes,
who lives there or whatever to listen to the two of us talk about
Oh my gosh,
like,
just complete idiots.
But I'm gonna back up. I actually want to back up a second.
Please.
I have wanted to see... This is why there's so much talk about this. I have wanted to go to the Hamptons for a number of years.
Number. You have.
I just wanted to see what this place was like. And of course, a lot of the beautiful stuff you can't see because it's behind hedges, but it's always been someplace that I wanted to go see. And for us, it's not like the most convenient to go there. And
right.
So I think that that was a lot of the excitement is that I wanted to go see it.
Yeah, no, totally. And like, I just, especially this summer, I feel like more than ever have been seeing so many influencers out there. And so I was seeing it all on social media and I really then did have an urge. I was like, please, can we go to the Hamptons?
And I'm going to even back up 2 years ago over COVID for my birthday. That was going to be my birthday.
Okay.
Little weekend trip to go. So kind of since then.
Yeah. We've been having this inkling and you had reached out to like two friends, who have gone there frequently and had kind of gotten their take on everything.
Yes.
So I feel like we had done our research and the seed had been planted and again mixed with the wedding. So we show up in Southampton and that was just Charming.
Plus, it was gorgeous weather.
Stunning weather. A beautiful day. We roll into Southampton, and it's exactly what you would think. It's like this really pretty street with restaurants and shops and coffee shops on both sides. And it was amazing shopping. Yes. And
the other thing is I was so excited to be with you and Claire.
Well,
obviously, Dad.
That's such a mom thing. The shopping was great, and you're like, I just get to be with my dog. Well, obviously, yes.
But I really, you can plot me down anywhere, but then you add like this beautiful, you know,
I'm
restaurant.
Over here like, look at the shop. Yeah.
I was so excited to be with the two of you.
That was also an added.
And so was Dad. We were really excited to be with the two of you.
Yes.
That made the whole trip even more fun. And the shopping, it was funny. We parked the car and we ran into that store, Aerin.
Yeah.
A-E-R-I-N. And they have a scent, a perfume that I bought for Elizabeth that I love.
Yes. It smells amazing.
Yes. So I bought you guys like the little roller version of it. It's like a little travel one. Dad was still getting out of the car. He's
and
like,
we
what's happening?
Checking
like,
out.
What are you guys? And we were checking out.
Yeah, we're like, pick up the pace, Terry. Yes, we have a lot of ground to cover. There's stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And then we ate at a really good restaurant.
Yes, there were some really cute places.
Lots of options. Mm-hmm. Little French restaurant. And then we went to a coffee shop called The Golden Pear, which I had seen just from influencers. Like one influencer goes there. And so it was delicious coffee.
Well, how cute was the coffee shop? They had 6 coffee pots. I think they're called B-U-N-N, bun. Like in a diner.
Like
you
in a diner.
Or a restaurant.
Yeah.
But they just have them sitting out. Again,
so smart.
There are people who frequent this place all the time.
No, they're
we
so
sound
done,
like aliens.
Yeah. I don't think they'd be listening to this podcast.
No, probably not. And you could just pour your own coffee. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I guess you have to be careful if somebody hurts themselves. Like
no, the guy was manning it. He was super nice. And so Dad especially loved that. And then they had all these like little, I'm sorry, I just really like take things to heart and like love
you
to
love
just
this place.
Digest things. But they had all these like little, I'm going to say toppings that they left out. So it was really self-serve.
Tell what your new excitement is.
And there was like a little thing of cinnamon. And I was like, well, I'm going to try it. Like, let me put some cinnamon. So I put some cinnamon on my iced coffee. And it was amazing. And I did not stop talking about it the whole trip. And then we ended up going back to the Golden Pear right before we left as well. And I got the cinnamon again. So what did I do when I woke up this morning? I made my coffee and I dumped cinnamon into
good.
It. But
was it as good?
No, because it wasn't iced. I think that it has to be iced coffee.
Oh, interesting.
And I also did it. Well, you know what? I think I didn't put enough into it. But it was such like a fall vibe. And it's always going to remind me of the Hamptons. So
I mean,
really excited about that. And then also in Southampton, The Colony was having a pop-up shop, which we did know about this prior just because we follow The Colony. So we walked over and it was at like a...
It was at Christie's, which is an auction house.
Yep, it was at an auction house.
And I said, well, we have to stop by because it's going to be really cute and good little photo opportunity. And we saw our friends from The Colony.
Yeah.
Jared, who works there, and Megan, who works there. And we stood and talked to them for a long time.
Yeah. They were so nice. And
they have a cute setup. If
oh
you're
my gosh,
near
so
there, I'm not sure how much longer they're there, but they've. Are redoing, I sound like a spokesperson for The Colony.
We honestly could be.
But they are redoing the rooms in The Colony right now, so the place is closed. Really creative and smart. So they came to the Hamptons for the month, set up a whole little Colony thing, and then I kind of think they're thinking of maybe having a Colony in the Hamptons.
That's what they said, that their goal was like to have some sort of presence in the Hamptons. So that was also really fun.
So fun. Talked to them for a long time. And then...
Oh, I met a subscriber. Like, guys, first 5 minutes, we're in Southampton. We're walking around. We're taking this all in. You know, we kind of been traveling all day, so I'm feeling just a little disheveled.
In the traffic. We had a lot of traffic.
In the traffic. Referring back to that crazy traffic that we were traveling to. So a subscriber came up to me, and she ran right up. She was so cute.
She was adorable.
She was... I wanted everything that she had on.
Yes.
And
we had actually noticed her...
I did notice. I walked by her, and I like...
And you noticed her separately.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you. But we noticed her, and I thought she was adorable.
She was. She was walking around. And so she came right up to us, and she was like, oh my gosh, I follow you, and I saw you on the other side of the street, and then I called my friend, and she was like, what should I do? And then the friend was like, chase her down. So she did. She came after when we met, and we talked, and she was so sweet, took a picture, and it was like minutes after we had just arrived. Yes. So of course I'm like, well, this place is fantastic.
Oh,
and right. We walked past, this all happened within like 10 minutes of each other. We walked past, his name's Jonathan Food God, which is, like Kim Kardashian's friend. I don't know. He's been on the show a bunch. You guys probably know what is his last name? It starts with like a C. He was sitting outside. He clearly wanted to be seen because he picked the most busy restaurant and he was sitting outside in like the prime location and everyone was walking right past him.
Yes, slowly. So, people were pacing back and forth.
Pacing back and forth, and he was just sitting with like a friend. And so this all took place within the first 10 minutes. So it was like sensory overload.
Yeah, Dad didn't know what end was up. We were checking out in a store. We're like seeing Jonathan.
It was so funny. We're like, we're getting perfume. And then as we're doing that, he's like, the Kardashians are here. I'm like, no, it's a friend. And then we make it to the end of the street. And then he's like, do you know her from Miami? I'm like, no, she's a subscriber. And he's like, I thought we were going to lunch. And we're like, now we're going to lunch. Like, you have to keep up with us.
Yeah, why is the Colony here?
Yeah, he's like, wait. Palm Beach is here. The Colony? Where? I thought we're staying at the Colony in the Hamptons.
Oh, it was Jared? So funny. Oh,
it
my
was
gosh.
So hilarious, guys.
Dad's the best.
Like, he's literally a trooper, and he just goes along with absolutely anything that we want to do. And
so good.
He's game for anything.
There really was a lot happening all at once.
There was, yeah.
But we did not have time to, like, clue him in as it was happening.
Yeah.
Who was that nice girl? Do you know her from Miami?
Did you go to school with her? No, I just met her. You just met her, too.
And in all fairness, he was in line when that was happening, trying to get us a table.
Yeah.
Yes. And he also, Dad is the best. Like, I didn't notice this at all, but he did a quick research, you know, while we're taking in the stores and whatever. And he said, it's the end of August. There are bees everywhere.
Yeah.
And he said at two of the restaurants, the women who were hostesses were like, if you're going to sit outside, you have to stay outside because there are bees. So
I will say the bee. Yeah, that's such a Dad thing. He's like, okay, there are bees. So we have to be, you know, account for that.
Oh, he's the best. I wouldn't have even thought, because, you know, we would have sat down and the bees would have started coming around.
The bees were crazy.
And we would have looked to Dad to assist us with the insects and like get rid of them.
Yeah,
like, please help us. Like,
we fix this. Yeah. He was, and then when he figured out, wait, just going back to this for a second, when he figured out that there was somebody famous at the other restaurant, the Jonathan guy, do you remember we like lost him for a little bit? He was just standing in the middle of the restaurant.
Yes, he was. I think he was then like, wait, there could
he
be
was
other.
Just
I still think
over
he thought maybe
the
there were Kardashians or
no,
something.
No, he did think there were Kardashians. Yeah.
Right.
He's
met
so.
Them too.
He's
met
actually the- has met them. Just, yeah, like
by chance,
ago.
A
by
long
chance.
Time ago.
Yeah,
but
long time ago.
So funny. No,
that was
is,
hilarious, actually, hilarious. That whole thing. So then after we went to Southampton, and we went into every store.
Well, as we were leaving, this is the other great thing about Dad, is he by accident found that flea market, vintage, whatever, Southampton, that was so cool.
It was like off a side street, and there was this huge vintage flea market going on that clearly, I think, is maybe there all summer. It seemed like semi-permanent.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. So we walked all around there, and it
there
was like
antiques. There was
vintage
clothing,
designer
clothing.
Yeah, it was like one
clothing.
Mini estate sale after another. Oh. So that was really cool to see.
I'm also going to say that we watched Royal Pains, which I know you've talked about before, which it goes in with the whole coastal grandmother.
Yeah.
And so another running joke that we had the whole time was we were hoping we could like see the characters from the show, which obviously is not possible because it's fiction. So,
no, but like I felt like this was the only situation. I don't think we've ever traveled. Like people, you know, really, if you watch something, like they'll go to where, you know.
Yes, like you can go do Harry Potter tours
or
something.
Or I remember when we were in Charleston, like in the spring, we were on like the horse tour and like the people sitting behind us had watched Southern Charm and they were like looking at specific houses, and of course we're like scoffing at them. We're like, okay, like it's a reality TV show. Yeah. Meanwhile, we are searching for fictional characters
from a show that's been off the air for like 6 years.
That was on like some off, like USA Today. It wasn't even like a main network.
Yes, no.
And then we later found out that the majority of the show was not in fact filmed in the Hamptons.
Devastating.
And I was like looking for all the
so
kids. It was so funny.
Funny.
So I completely understand. Well, parts of the show were filmed. A lot of it, I think, was in Southampton. I think same with Gossip Girl. I recognize it was in Southampton.
No, you're
like
right.
That Main
it
Street.
Was.
Okay, what do we do?
Luckily, I spent some time looking up specific episodes, so I was able to tell you all.
No, literally.
Season 3, the first episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, after the flea market, where did we go? Did we just...
Sag Harbor.
Oh, we went to Sag Harbor.
That was beautiful. It's not very big, and it was gorgeous. There was a big harbor. That's why it's called Sag Harbor.
There was a big harbor.
Yes, and some beautiful boats there, and we walked around. Again, the weather was so great.
Oh my gosh, we could not have been any luckier with the weather. Mm-hmm. And you're right, we did get out, and we were able to go a little bit by the water, and we saw some of the boats. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm sorry, going back, we're not making fun of Dad, but I just love these like funny dad moments because they make our trip. Yes. When we got out of the car, there was this huge boat. It was called Kisses, mm-hmm. and it was like a massive huge. Yacht. And I don't know, the owner, like whatever. So there was clearly like security somewhat, some in front of this boat. And we're like, oh, okay, like a normal person just kind of like looks at the boat and then like goes over and, you know, looks at the sea and whatever. I look over,
he's the best.
And Dad has gotten as physically close to the boat as you can, walking up and down with his hands on his hips. He's talked to the captain. He's figured out who the owner is, and then like,
oh, I think that the guy was going to invite him on to like have a drink or something.
Funny. It was so funny.
So funny.
So then after Sag Harbor, we went to. Why can't I remember where we went after that?
Then we went to our. Hotel.
Yeah, I think we went straight
because
to East
by
Hampton.
Then it was like 4:30.
Yeah,
and I loved where we stayed. It's loved. Kind of stayed all by itself. It's isolated.
Yeah, so we stayed at EHP Resort in East mm-hmm. Hampton, mm-hmm. and it recently has been redone. It used to be called like East Hampton Point, I want to say, yes. and then the new owners bought the place and completely redid it. And the decor is so cute. There's mostly mini cottages that you can stay in. And we stayed in a cottage that was 3 bedrooms and it had a little like family room. It's exactly what you would think, like mini Hampton's houses all in one. There's not a lot of these cottages. So it's definitely like, I'm going to say it's a petite resort, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
However, the main attraction of this hotel resort is they have this well-known restaurant called Cece's, which apparently is like the place to be. And so you get a lot of traffic from there. Mm-hmm. I will say though, we're like driving through East Hampton from Sag Harbor, so Southampton, Sag Harbor, then we go to East Hampton. The drive there, you could have been in Ohio. Like, it just looked like New
yes.
York.
Yes, and where we stayed, you veered up, like, farther, like, 10 minutes from the downtown East Hampton.
Yes.
So
yes.
we were up north, we were on a little harbor.
Yes.
3 Mile Harbor.
3 Mile
Harbor.
Is
what we were on.
Yeah.
So, you're not in the heart at all.
No.
And so... I mean, maybe, I think if I were just going with Dad or something, I would stay, not that anybody asked, but if it were just the two of us, I would probably stay in one that's like on the main street in East Hampton, but I wanted space and I wanted us all to be together and there aren't a lot of places like that. So
yes.
this, I loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
We
I
had
loved
our
it.
Own bedroom. They actually upgraded us.
They
we
did.
Had a 2-bedroom and they upgraded us to 3 and they had little patios off of
it was
the
charming.
Rooms.
And it was because I feel like you said this before, not to cut you off, but like when we travel on the East Coast, like we love resorts. We need space. I want to be able to like move around. And like, I remember when we went to Kennebunkport, we were staying in a very nice place, but it was petite. So
yes.
like, everything is miniature
yes.
on the East Coast. Like, where is the space? So
yes.
this was a really great mixture of both. And I think that if we had stayed in downtown East Hampton, one, we wouldn't have been on the water. And two, it would have just been... I don't think we would have had the same, like, this
No,
cool.
because there's, like, a little living room. We sat there
yeah.
and hung
so,
out at night. It was, I loved it. They had 2 different restaurants, the Sag Harbor.
No, the Sunset Harbor.
I'm sorry.
So, no, you're fine.
You're right.
So
Sunset
the first
Harbor.
Night we went to Sunset Harbor, which is right on the property, and that was super cool. The whole just, like,
yeah.
aesthetic and vibe of the restaurant was very hip and trendy, I'm going to say.
Yes.
It was busy. It was right on the water. And we had, like, cool drinks and fun sushi. Like, that was kind of the vibe. So it was perfect first night dinner.
Yes.
And then the last night we went to the CC restaurant, which is, like, what it's mostly well known for.
Yes.
I would say.
And that's right on the harbor
also
as well.
Right on the harbor. Yeah.
We did a fun boat ride.
Yes. Yeah. So then the next day we went to East Hampton. Wait, what did we do in the morning?
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
You know what? I jumped ahead a couple of days. So, I mean, if we're going through the whole entire trip, the next day we got in the car and we drove to Montauk.
Yes.
And I thought we would spend way longer in Montauk. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
very surf, beachy feeling.
Totally different feeling than South and East Hampton. And mm-hmm. to the point where you felt like you were at a completely different place.
Which is really cool.
Very cool. So and you were 30 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Definitely more casual, definitely younger crowd. Like, I think kids my age go out there from, like, New York City and they just go straight to Montauk.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And
we saw the lighthouse.
We saw the lighthouse, yep. And then we kind of worked our way back. And then we went to East Hampton.
I'm going to interrupt you. We went to Gurney's.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I've seen Gurney's Resort before, and it's in Montauk, and it's kind of a bigger resort.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So we had lunch there right on the Atlantic Ocean. Great lunch.
I had an amazing lobster roll.
I had an amazing hibiscus margarita.
We did. Yes. So unlike you to have a cocktail like that.
So unlike me, but it was really good.
Yeah.
So we did that. And then they also had going on, which I knew ahead of time, the Dior deck.
Ugh.
First of all, I love alliteration.
Love it. Live for it.
Yes. So the Dior deck, it didn't open till 4, but was actually better for us because after lunch we walked around. I just love the creativity of them. They
so
had
creative.
A Dior pop-up shop that we walked through. So cool.
Yep.
And then they took this whole patio decking area that overlooks the Atlantic. And they had all of the sofas and the couches. All the furniture was recovered in Dior fabric.
Yep.
And then they had enormous life-size white paper mache-ish looking animals.
It was
giraffes,
so cool.
Like jungle animals. It was so cool.
And then starting at like 4, you could go and you could get drinks and you could sit there and it was like a little social scene.
They even had lanterns that were lined with the fabric on the inside or like the pattern.
Oh yeah. The whole thing was crazy.
It was crazy cool. I loved it.
And then we did purchase just a little thing from Dior. You got a scarf that says the Hamptons on it. Just
really
like
cute.
A little, kind of like an Hermes Twilly, a little bit bigger. So you could put it on your purse, put it in your hair. And it's this like vibrant blue color. So that
it's
was
really cute.
In that toile pattern that you keep seeing everywhere. So you're right. That did happen at Gurney's. That was really fun to see. And
yes.
Again, just driving around, looking at the different houses and seeing some things that I recognize just from social media.
I thought the Montauk beach houses were really cool.
Very cool.
So different from the other places. So,
yes, very, very different vibe. And then we drove back towards East Hampton and we walked around downtown East Hampton. And that would probably, I would say, was our favorite spot. Downtown East Hampton was amazing, beautiful. And they definitely had the highest of end shopping compared to Southampton, mm-hmm. Which was still really nice.
And it was beautiful. Wider streets.
Yeah.
Wider sidewalks. And, I mean, their Chanel was in this beautiful little house.
Which
structure.
Also I after the fact looked up and it had just opened in I want to say the beginning of the summer or like spring, something like that.
Adorable.
Yeah. It was in a refurbished home. Chanel was in there. So we did find, that's when I went into that store, what's it called? Unsubscribed.
Yes.
And I found a lot of really cool pieces. I actually got a lot of really good stuff on this trip. It was just good because it was like different shopping and I got these like vintage Levi jeans that you got to pick
from. Because
you're
working on your capsule wardrobe.
Because I'm working on my capsule wardrobe.
I kept saying that. I'm like, I got it.
I kept announcing that. I was like, we're working on the capsule wardrobe.
Yes. But you got really cute. They were vintage jeans.
She had a bunch of them too. So I was trying on.
And you never wear jean shorts.
No. I know. I never wear jean shorts.
I mean, you've had them over the years and you wear them here and there. But they looked really cute on you.
Thank you.
And I also think that's a great transition piece.
Oh,
a jean short.
Yeah. And I got a really cool, like, I'm going to say transition fall set. It was like these fun, almost like capri style of
flared sweatpants.
It's like this what color?
It's loungewear.
It's loungewear. What color is that? Almost like a
it's black, but it's like a worn looking black.
It super cute
sound
with a zip up.
But it is cute.
I got a set, a pair of those vintage Levi jeans, and then that cool long skirt with that big pattern
that
I'm gonna
sale.
Wear like a I kept seeing long skirts with chunky sweaters.
Yes.
So I'm excited to recreate that for the fall. And then, we went into like a cute little sweatshirt shop and we got an East Hampton sweatshirt. You know, have to get that merch.
The souvenir.
So loved East Hampton. And then that night we actually went to dinner in East Hampton. We went to the Palm Inn, which was recommended by...
It's the Hunting Inn and then the restaurant's the Palm.
The Hunting Inn.
And there's
Inn.
Yeah. The Palm, there are lots of Palm restaurants.
Yeah, all over the country. Yes. The world, actually, which we kind of knew. So that was delicious. It was just a steakhouse, but it was really fun. Again, every place was like a scene, you know? Everyone was lively, yes, and it was everywhere you went, there was something going on.
And I love the building, the Hunting Inn. It was just very classic looking.
Yes, yes. Okay, so then the next day after that, we're really going through this trip.
Yes.
We woke up and immediately had a boat tour for just a boat ride for 2 hours from 10:30 to 12:30. The hotel has this gorgeous boat. They had two, I think, one with like black interior, one with white. And
a taupe one and a white one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we were on the boat and the captain
was
super
Dad's
nice.
Call. That was great.
Yeah. Captain was super nice. And we went all the way out to Sag Harbor. And then kind of got, like, the water perspective of where we were the day before, which was cool. And learned...
And he pointed out a lot, like, a national park.
Yes. Just learned Shelter a lot Island. About the area.
Yes. It was... He was fascinating.
Yeah. And saw some really cool boats as well. Mm-hmm. And then just had lunch. And then that afternoon, we went to the pool at the resort.
You know what? That was really fun.
That was really fun.
I, however, did not realize that I would be working at the pool that day.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah.
I don't know
what happened.
How I got this skill, but then I just couldn't stop. So there was nobody at the pool when we got there. And then, so we spread out because it was, the sun was beating down and we were kind of tired. We all wanted shade. So I worked on, did it as a team. So I put your umbrella up. Then I got Claire's umbrella up. And then I was on the other side of the pool and I put mine up. And then Dad showed up and he's like, these don't work. None of these umbrellas work. I get up. Show him how it works. He was stronger. Obviously, he could pull it up for me. Okay, so then we're sitting there for a little while. We're all situated, and this very nice couple comes down. And I felt like a busybody, though. I'm watching him, and he can't... He has no idea.
No idea.
It's this nice, nice couple. He had no idea how to get the umbrella up. So I'm like, do I go help him? Do I not? So I went over, helped him. They were so happy because it was hot.
Yeah, of course.
Sit back down. A little while later... Little family comes down with their little kid. That person had
no idea.
No idea. They were down on the ground screwing the thing that keeps it into the
base. Yeah, they weren't even in the vicinity.
Which was really funny. So the first couple that I helped looks at me basically like, laughing. Like, you're going to get up, walk around the pool, help him. He thinks he has it. No, I got that one all situated. Then he puts his own up, doesn't put the pin in. I'm running back around. It was ridiculous. We were laughing.
It was so funny.
So funny. I had no idea. They clapped for me at one point.
They did. They were like, go Anne. We had like made all these friends at the pool over the umbrellas.
Oh my
funny.
Gosh. The whole, we had like a lot of little funny things.
After our relaxing afternoon at the pool, we went to CC's and it was a really great way to just.
That was a perfect way to.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we were ending the trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it was our last dinner.
Oh, wait, what am I saying? We still had a full next day.
So then we woke up the next day and we were en route to the Hampton Classic.
Yes.
Not really knowing what we're doing, but we're going to go there.
Yeah.
And we passed
We
a
were
winery.
Driving by and Dad was like, oh, Wolfer. And I was like, oh my gosh, Wolfer Estate Vineyard, which is very well known. And I always see people going there. So we just happened. And I'd been wanting to see it. I just didn't know where it was in relation to like where we were staying. So we just happened to be driving by. It's like 11:30 at this point, and we careen off the side of the road, we park, and then we're like, let's just go in and see if we can, like, maybe just buy some wine or look around, end up getting seated. We're like, let's just, like, have a wine tasting. So that's exactly what we did. It was stunning. It was gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous.
I mean, I was honestly, like, really blown away with it and very happy that we did, in fact, have a wine tasting, and we just had, like, two little flights. And they had like a little like cheese nosh board.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to get really busy, like
really
by
busy.
Noon, 12:30. We were only there for like an hour or so. And then we bought a case of the Wolfer Estate wine, the rosé. What's it
called?
We
got two different kinds. We got summer in a bottle.
Summer in a bottle.
The bottle is adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes great and the bottle's really cute. And then we got their Grandioso.
Yeah. So
rosé.
That was also fun because we were able to pick up some, and the bottles were gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, they were so pretty.
So then after the wine, the impromptu wine tasting, we went to the Hampton Classic Horse Show.
Which was minutes away.
Minutes
Not
away.
Even 10 minutes away. So we went to the horse show, and I have never been to a horse show. We've been to like tennis tournaments and stuff. It had that same feel. And they had shopping. little stands. And it wasn't very crowded because the big deal is this weekend.
Labor Day is when it's, because it signals, it's, people were saying to us that it was like the signals the end of the summer. It's like the last summer event.
Yes. After you see all the horse stuff, you're like, okay, well, I mean, I feel like I need a horse.
At one point, I turned to my mom and I was like, why didn't I ride horses growing up? Why was I playing tennis? This is ridiculous.
Like, I don't know, because you're scared of, like, horses.
No, I'm scared of horses. I'm like, and
it's
a ton
of work. You have to clean it.
Right, yes. Yeah, it was just funny.
It was so funny. You're like, why didn't I ever ride horses?
Like this whole, like, oh my gosh. I really don't know.
They look so, I love that whole look, the Ralph Lauren look, but
everyone just looks really good in there.
Yes.
Like, physically, that is the best, the tight pants, the riding boots, the blazers.
So classic.
They look so good.
They do.
So anyway,
I know. It
was
fun.
We're in this vintage shop and there was a lot of vintage Hermes pieces.
Right.
And in this little case, there was this ring. And so I was like, can I try this on? And it was a size 6, which happens to be my size. And I put it on and I usually wear 2 rings on each hand, like on my middle finger. And I've been looking for a new ring for a while. I was talking about it. Like,
oh, yeah.
And it was a vintage Hermes ring with a little padlock that dangles from it, and it's silver.
It's silver.
I looked it up after the fact when we came home. It's no longer available anywhere.
Awesome.
They don't sell it, and she said that there was only a few that she had found of this vintage. It was her last one, and it happened to be my size. So, of course, we bought it, and it's just stunning, and I can always remember
it. She said it was like Cinderella.
Right, yeah, it was like
because
Cinderella.
She said people have tried it on and it doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit, yeah. So that was like kind of a big thing.
That was really fun.
I got, yeah. No,
she
so
had
fun.
Fascinating stuff. She had like trophy cups, one from 1899.
Yeah, from horse shows.
So she was interesting. And we found another woman from Philadelphia and she was selling things and she hand makes these beautiful wool bags.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm a sucker for a monogram.
Loves it.
And she's like, we do these felt monograms on the front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we did order one for you and one for Claire.
Yeah, and it's going to be perfect for the fall. It was just totally different. Things I hadn't...
No.
Like, the purses were things I hadn't seen. Oh, and then I do want to give a funny little update. So one of the shops was Jenny Kane.
Yes.
Which is pretty... Sorry, I'm swelling. Which is pretty well known. And she had a pair of... They're not the Birkenstocks, but like little clog shoes. But basically my whole rampage that I went on last week about how the Birkenstock trend is coming back in style. And I kind of want to hop on it, but I was just having a really hard time wrapping my head around the fact that it was like shoes that I wore in high school.
Yes.
So Jenny Kane had a very elevated version of it. And it was like a clog slide-in tan type thing with like a fuzzy inside. Very
cute.
And they had like some sale going on. So we did buy those shoes and they're shipping it to our house. So I'm really excited because I get to participate in this trend. And I was like, of course the Hamptons has like the better version of what it should be.
Well, what was really funny is while we were doing this, Terry was walking around. He was on the phone. He was doing some work and he was getting the lay of the land for the actual reason we were there, which was for the horses.
Right.
Yes. So he was laughing because we're like, oh, there are actually horses here because we have been shopping. And just looking at everything.
Yeah, looking at everything.
It was just, I don't know, and it was vendors from around the country, and it was just really neat. So then we went in, we walked around the whole practice area.
Yes.
And that was fun to see. And then we went and sat in the main arena, I guess.
It was the main event. Yeah.
So we sat in the stands and we watched a few different runs. I think that's what they're called, the jumping things.
Yeah.
And fascinating.
Very fascinating. So, and then after that, we left and we drove back to Southampton because it was close to where we were flying out.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped back at the Golden Care, did a little bit more shopping because we had extra time, and just soaked it all in. I would definitely say that the Wednesday that we were back in Southampton was way less crowded than the Monday when we showed up.
We were there on Sunday.
Oh, what am I saying?
Was busy. I can't
Sunday
even imagine.
Packed.
I think this
Sunday
weekend.
Was well, that makes more sense. I kept thinking in my head it was Monday, but it was way calmer on Wednesday.
And we did a lot of driving around looking at houses.
Oh, yeah.
I could look at houses.
Neighborhoods that you've been told about. So we drove all around. Oh my gosh. What was the day that we went to the bakery from Ina Gardner?
Oh, that's a great place.
That was the first day when we went to South and then Sag Harbor.
Carissa's or Clarissa's?
Was it when we went to East Hampton? It's all blending together.
It's blending together. But that was I got that idea from Ina Garten's Instagram.
Beautiful bakery and coffee shop. Mm-hmm. We sat in this little courtyard. So that was also just, that was another fun part of the trip. So that was our Hampton recap. I hope you all were not too bored by that. We really broke it down day by day, moment by moment.
I know. I hope that wasn't boring, because that, I mean, that's like why I'm looking at someone's pictures from their trip.
No,
like,
totally. Same kind of energy. But we had nothing else to talk about. I just only wanted to talk about that. We have nothing else really going on other than our trip. But it really just kind of gave me a little bit of a, I'm feeling very renewed, very inspired,
yes,
motivated, and it was a perfect, it also, it just, it's so funny, like, it really felt like we were back into summer, because I felt like I went on this whole spiel, I was like, oh my gosh, it's the end of summer, I feel like it's the end, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it makes me want to go back in the fall, because I think the leaf peeping and the East Coast in the fall is spectacular.
I kept seeing poster or, like, signs around, and it said the Harvest Festival was happening, I was like, I want to go to the Harvest
Festival.
Sign
me up.
Yes. Let's roll some pumpkins. Like, let's get into it. Yeah, I'm sure it's gorgeous.
So many farms.
So many farms.
Which were beautiful. I mean, the whole thing was great.
Yeah. So definitely would recommend, I mean, would do it again in a heartbeat. Would go back. Love seeing it. Love being with you guys. And it was amazing. So now, like I said before, it was exactly, because the week before we went to the Hamptons, I was kind of sick. I was under the weather. Mm-hmm. People were going back to school. It was just like, it was a time. I'm feeling great.
That's good. Hopefully, we should tell Elizabeth not to listen to this podcast, because
she lived the whole trip. She did. This podcast. It's like she was there. She didn't even need to go. She lived the whole trip. So
yes.
And I think I'm going to do, well, I will have my Hamptons vlog so you can visually see. I hope I didn't just give it all away, but I don't divulge as much in the vlog. We're here, we're really dissecting our feelings about it. It's more just showing you the visuals of what we did.
Yes, and maybe you could do a blog post with, like, the places we went to.
Yeah.
Because I always, like, I mean, I was searching different people.
Yeah.
I always, like, if I like someone and what they, where they go, I yes. want to go to the same places.
No, absolutely. So please still go and watch the YouTube video, because I'm sure that this podcast will maybe be up beforehand. But I don't know. Go and watch both, because it's just,
well, it's fun to see it.
Yes, exactly. And then also on Instagram, I'm excited to, like, oh, my point of this was that I'm going to show a little haul of the pieces that I got on the trip, so you can actually see.
That's a good idea.
Because we talked about the ring and the outfits, but I actually want to show you. And then, you know, like I said before, circling back to that capsule wardrobe, I'm going to start to get into it a little bit more. I've gotten some great inspiration from the trip. So thank you for joining us. Be sure to follow my mom on Sincerely Anne. And, of course, you can always find me on all my social media channels. It's just at Emily O and Bows. So we will see you next week, and remember that everything is always better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.